This meeting feels endless. Well, they all seem to be lately, since at least half of them could have absolutely been an email. But I'm so bored that I think I'm imagining the footsteps outside my office door at first, almost like wishful thinking. In the reflection of my work monitor, I see the shift of light as the door opens, and my girlfriend's head peeks in through the gap. I briefly turn my attention back to my meeting before giving her a thumbs up to let her know she can come in. Well, and that's all from me. Thanks.
Is your camera on?
I shake my head and she grins at me, a dimple popping in her cheek as she moves toward me. And I try to focus on the droning voice of my team leader instead of the sway of her breasts, braless, as she comes to stand beside my desk. As someone recounts data from the last quarter, my girlfriend moves again, crouching, and then tapping my knee for me to move my legs so she can crawl forward.
What are you doing?
Pay attention to your meeting.
Sounds important.
She's under my desk now, and after a few shifts and bumps, I feel her nudging me again, this time spreading my legs apart until she's crawling between them. I want to look down, ask her again what she's doing, but I realize that no one's talking, and I must have missed something in this meeting. Oh, sorry, my connection dropped. Can you repeat that? I'm trying so hard to focus, but now her fingers are tracing up the inside of my thigh, slipping beneath the edge of my shorts to trace patterns on my skin, and my heart is starting to race. Yes, I do have those figures. Let me just grab them and... There we are. That should be sent over to you to review. Not a problem, of course. Surely she's not going to do what I think she's going to do. Right? But then I can feel her lips on the inside of my thigh, too. Trailed kisses and hot breath racing my heart rate and my desire with every unexpected touch.
Pay attention to your meeting, love. Don't mind me.
I cannot believe she's under my desk, kissing my thighs, her fingers teasing my pussy through my panties while I'm in this meeting. I fantasized about this, even watched porn with this exact scenario, and now it's happening to me.
Excited already?
Her fingers dip beneath the lace of my panties, stroking over the sensitive skin between my legs, where I'm already slick and swollen, my body ready for her, even if my mind is still trying to process it. I fight the urge to moan as she applies more pressure, pressing her fingers to the seam of my pussy over the fabric. The pressure feels so good. But I'm in a meeting, and they're reviewing my data now. I need to focus.
Wouldn't want to distract you. Focus on her, Clove. I'll focus on you.
As she speaks, I can feel her breath against my bare pussy, and I pulse with need as I realize she must have pulled my panties aside. There's nothing between her mouth and my body now. But she doesn't taste me. Instead, her fingers part my lips, dipping between them to find me wet and hot and more than ready for this unexpected pleasure as she thrusts two fingers inside of me, and my pussy contracts around how suddenly full I am. I'm listening to the meeting, but I'm not hearing anything except the pounding of my own heart as my girlfriend fucks me with her fingers under my desk. But I try to contribute when I'm asked anyway, even though my hips are bucking against her hand. Yes, that's correct. No, everything's fine. I just... something startled me. I don't mention that something is my girlfriend's thumb pressing against my clit so hard I nearly come on the spot. She's a mischievous little minx, and her giggle only pushes me higher because I know my mic is sensitive. They could have heard her. We could get caught in. God, it feels so good. So, oh, yes. I'm desperate and right on the edge as she rises to her feet, standing beside my desk again as she brings her hand to my cheek. She's cupping my face like she's going to kiss me sweetly, but then she presses her fingers, slick with my arousal, against my lips and mouth.
Suck.
And I do, because apparently I've totally lost my mind to the desperate need she's awoken in me. And as I suck my own juices off her fingers, I can feel my pussy throbbing.
When your meeting ends, meet me in the bedroom.
And with that, she turns and walks out, leaving me aching, excited, and more than a little flustered. I watch the clock like a hawk for the rest of my meeting, and the second it ends, I'm up and out of my chair, flipping my status to away before I rush up to our bedroom. I finally make it to the door and turn the knob eagerly to find it locked. Babe?
Just a second.
You okay?
I'm fine. Just give me a second. I have a surprise for you, but you have to promise me something, okay?
Okay.
Promise you won't laugh.
Pinky promise. Oh, babe. I'm speechless. Every other word has left my conscious brain as it empties out of anything other than the goddess before me. My girlfriend is standing in the open door of our bedroom, backlit by a soft glow that accentuates shimmering lingerie that hugs every curve and dip of her body like it was made for her.
Do you like it?
I'm so busy staring at her perfect tits and soft skin that I don't notice what else she's wearing until she shimmies her hips and my gaze drops to the leather harness and thick dildo protruding from her pelvis. Well, bit of an understatement. Holy shit, you look good. I can't look away from the incredible duality of my girlfriend, all delicate lace and shimmering femininity, with a cock protruding from between her soft thighs. It's truly magnificent. She's a lewd work of art, and I want to tell her how it feels to see her like this. But more than that, I want to show her how it feels to see her like this. Because it makes me feel feral, hungry, desperate. So many things, and I can't articulate any of them as my words drown in a tidal wave of lust when she shimmies her hips and her cock waves at me.
Yeah, I was thinking we could try something new. We watched that video a few weeks ago, and you said, and so I was thinking, oh, God, maybe this was dumb.
She's stumbling over her words, nervous as she steps back, creating space between us. No. I mean, yes, I want to. No, this isn't dumb. This isn't dumb. It's so fucking hot, and I've never wanted anything or anyone more than I want you right now. Yes. Yes, I want to.
Yeah?
Yes.
I was thinking, I've wanted to try.
She's blushing, but her voice grows more confident with every word.
I want to try being a little more dominant. I want you to...
God, yes. Just tell me what you want, baby. I'll do it.
You want to please me?
Oh, more than anything.
Then come here.
And I do. I follow her into the bedroom, drawn to her like a moth to a flame as I close the distance between us, until my hands bracket her hips and I'm pulling her close, then closer. We're walking back until she's at the edge of the bed and our hips are pressed together the way they always do when we kiss, but... Her harness and strap-on create space between us that I'm not used to. And I feel the rigid line of her hard dick press into my belly a moment before I kiss her. She angles her hips as I kiss her. Soft tits and hard cock pressing into me in a dizzying duality of pleasure as I suck her tongue into my mouth and moan. I trail kisses across her jaw as her hands find their way into my hair, her lips winding a path down the sensitive skin of my throat as she rocks her hips lightly into me. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's... Pull my hair harder.
You're not in charge tonight, remember?
I grin sheepishly at her and dip my head for another kiss, but stop short when her hand fists in my hair. Yes. Mistress. I tip my head just in time to see her eyes light up and pupils dilate. She likes that, so I do it again. You want to be in charge tonight? Mistress? Tell me what you need. Her hand in my hair splays until she's pressing at the crown of my head. Eyes sparkling as she licks her lips and watches me for a moment before her chin tips up.
Get on your knees, then.
Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.